1.7 AM 920 KWAD, Central Minnesota's information station. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 8:50. Good morning. 61 degrees in downtown Wadena, and it is a Monday. It's about 8:50, as we just said, and that means that we're talking with Dana Cannelberry. She is the executive director of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She's joining us in studio today. Hey, Dana, how's it going?
Hey, good morning. A little chilly out there this morning.
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, just enough to keep me on edge. I actually think we broke a record for how cold it was this morning.
What was the temp?
52 degrees is the record low, and I think we had like 50 this morning at the Wadena Airport when I came in. So
it honestly felt colder than that.
I did.
Yeah,
I was ready to turn
on in the car, and
I know it's middle of July. What's going on here?
Yeah.
So, Dana, what's going on with the chamber right now?
Well, for the last few months now, we have been working on the bike MS ride that's coming to Wadena.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I hear them working on the roof.
I know, they're working on the roof right above us for those who can't hear it. And it's probably doesn't get picked up by the microphone, but for us here, it's just enough. We can feel the floor kind of shaking.
It's bizarre. Okay, anyway, so yeah, there's this big bike MS ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it's they have 300 bikers, and I don't mean motorcycle bikers, I mean pedal bikers. And so they're going to stop in four different cities. That's July 24th to July 28th. And their goal is to raise $400,000 for MS,
wow,
which is very, very cool. They're biking 270 miles, and they will be coming to Wadena on Tuesday, July 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So they trickle in throughout the day, and then most of them camp out at Sunnybrook Park.
Sure.
And they're going to stay here two nights, which is, I don't think that's happened before here in Wadena. Usually they stay one night and then they move on, but they make this big Wadena loop and they stay then Wednesday night, and then they'll depart on Thursday morning.
Awesome.
But what we do as a community is we actually provide entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
For them down at Sunnybrook Park, as well as food vendors. So we have churches, and we have like the KC's, Rotary, Lions, and Emmanuel Lutheran, and Humane Society, and Joyful Spirit Church, all providing food. So that'll be fun. And so I'm just asking everybody to give them a warm Wadena welcome. From what I hear, they love to come to Wadena, the bikers.
Awesome. And a perfect place to go, Sunnybrook Park, and to go check out all that stuff. And I mean, it's going to be a pretty big event. And Dana, what's it kind of been like working with them and getting everything organized and all that? What's that process been like for you?
Yeah, it's we've actually started back in March working with them, just Zoom meetings, and they have been awesome to work with. Some new staff there, so they're learning as well as I'm learning. And it should be a great event. In fact, I'm going to be stopping at the school this morning to see if there's any football players from Wadena Deer Creek that could help unload luggage.
All right.
Yeah.
Talk to Coach Petermeyer. I'm sure he'll put him to work.
Yes. That's the plan.
As we look ahead, Dana, Wadena will be hosting its annual Crazy Days in early August. Can you give us a little more information on this?
Yeah. So Crazy Days and sidewalk sales will be August 3rd through the 5th. So that Thursday, August 3rd, is like the big sidewalk sales.
Mm-hmm.
So please come to Wadena and support that. And then Friday and Saturday, some of the stores will still have sidewalk sales, but most will just do some in-store specials. So plan to be in town for those days. New this year, we're going to have some live music in BN Park.
Wow.
Yep, from 6 to 7:30. We have Rick Adams. He's from Moorhead. Check him out on Facebook. Singer and musician, and he plays everything from country to Prince to 70s classic rock and 70s soft rock. And also, the chamber will be serving hot dogs and chips as something for families to enjoy while they're listening to music.
All right. Awesome. Dana, anything else you want to talk about while we got you in studio here?
We do have our retailers meeting this Thursday morning at the Boondocks at 7 a.m. That's for our retailers to come and chat and have some coffee. And otherwise, just shop local and support your local businesses and restaurants.
All right. We're talking with Dana Cannelberry. She's the executive director of the Wadena Area Chamber Chamber of Commerce. She joins us every Monday morning on this Chamber Chat. Dana, thanks for joining us again, and have a great rest of your week. We look forward to talking with you again on Monday.
Thanks, CJ.
That's Dana Cannelberry, Executive Director of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. If you missed any part of this interview, you can catch it in its entirety on our website, wadenaradio.com, and on the KWAD Facebook page.